I go to Target. I'm sitting there at Shabbos. Sicha Pashas Lech Lecha, the second Sicha. So the Rebbe deals with a very big inyan that has a lot of implications in halacha, and it's discussed in many, many places, in many, many ways. And that is the relationship between mitzvahs before Matan Torah and to the mitzvahs of after Matan Torah. And the point that the Rebbe stresses is why the abundance of discussion of the avos before Matan Torah, when it's really not relevant. To a certain degree, perhaps that's what Rashi's asking, but it's a chlahaskel in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Amachedesh Azalachem. And the reason being, because it's not relevant. Rashi really asks even Achedesh Azalachem, which is Kedem Matan Torah. But what is this all about? And the Rebbe quotes the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, famous Rambam. And I'm not going to read it now. We'll read some of it a little later. That the Rambam basically says, we don't do mitzvahs because that's what Avraham Avinu did. We don't do mitzvahs because Yankee was told Yidanosha. We don't do mitzvahs because Zeva Menachai is also the Benayach. None of that is relevant to us. We're doing the mitzvahs. I mean, that's what the Rambam seems to be saying. None of that is relevant to us. What's relevant to us is that the Eibishter told us to do it after Matan Torah. That's the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. And to answer that, the Rebbe uses a Ramban. Ramban tells us that the reason there is such a discussion of everything that went on with the others is because it's all a message to us, because it's all going to be happening to us. In the words of the Medrash, Kol Ma She'iru La'Avos Simin L'Bam. As we know, the general phrase is repeated, Ma'isa Avos and L'Banim, what happened to the Avos is a simin for the children. And that would explain why we are doing this. Okay. So let's go further. So the Rebbe takes that a step further. And that's good in the stories. It's a seven. The Rebbe says taking a step further. And based on a beer and chassidus, that the Torah mitzvahs of the Avos is a hachona and a nesinas keyach. It is a preparation, and it energizes us to do Torah mitzvahs. And through this, Yidden are able to do mitzvahs. The fact that the Avos did what they did, that gives us the ability to do mitzvahs. So that's step one. Step two, the Rebbe says, this is a lesson in our whole life, that in order for us to be able to get, now, what's the difference in the Avos and us? What's the difference in the mitzvahs before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah? As we know, that before Matan Torah, you weren't able to accomplish certain things because there was a separation between spirituality and physicality. after Matan Torah, the Eibush changed the rules, and spirituality was able to permeate physicality. And since it's able to do that, so now that was the beginning. So we learn from here that this is the way to do it. You can't just come to that new Aveda of godly energy to bring spirituality together with physicality. You need to do that work yourself, and then you'll be able to get the rest of it. In other words, that then you'll be able to bring the Aveda of the spiritual world coming together with the physical. So it requires to become a vessel to be able to do that. So the same thing with Avedis Avos. In order to get to Matan Torah, which is this phenomenon, which comes only from above, in order to be able to bring godliness into the world. And so you needed Avedis Avos. You needed true. They were limited in what they can accomplish because they didn't have Matan Torah. But their what they did is everything humanly possible. Then you get what's godly possible. And that's the same story by us. The more we do, the more we're going to get in that godly realm of being able to bring godliness into the world, which is a godly act, but prefaced by human aveda, human work, so that we can bring it to that level. And there compares it to a very famous Maimer Azal, that a person should learn Torah Mitzvahs even though he's doing it for ulterior motives other than the pure motive that's necessary to learn Torah. Do it, and eventually you'll come to that, which means do your work. Do your work. Do your work as a human being. Then move up to the level of doing the work as what's necessary and what you're going to be able to get and therefore doing a higher level. That's basically the point of that, but then it goes into other things towards the end, but this is the main point. So I believe that if we take a deeper look into this Rambam, we'll see that really that's what the Rambam says, the Rambam holds. Now he says it, and you need to come on to such an approach to resolve other issues in the Rambam. And also, if we analyze what the Gemara says, we'll see. But in order to, I want to stop for a moment and first make a point about a point of interest. And what is it? There's a point of information that we need to know. And that is as follows. The Eibush gave seven mitzvahs to the world and gave us 613. Now, on the surface, based on what the Rambam is saying, the seven mitzvahs and the 13 have nothing to do with each other. This is before Matan Torah. This was given to the world when we were part of the world. There's a whole svarim dealing with when did we stop being part of the world. But nevertheless, that concept, there's seven and there's 613. Mar Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, tells us that any mitzvah that was said to the Bnei Noach, to the world, and was repeated in Sinai, so that was said to both. So the Gemara says, no, and we're going to go through a discussion. And then the Gemara says that if something was said to the Bnei Noach, and not repeated to the Jews. So Mai says, no, that was only said to the Yidden and not to the B'nai Nayach. So Mai says, well, that doesn't fit the logic. It was said to B'nai Nayach, not to the Jews. It should say that it's only to the B'nai Nayach and not to the Jews. So Mai says, I say it, that needs understanding. But we'll see the applications of this. Lekka mid'am. The Yisrael Shari Ulanachrias. There is nothing that could be permissible to a Jew and forbidden to a guy. So, in other words, if it were only to one of the two, and that would be the Neneach, would be the world, the nations of the world, it wouldn't be possible. Jews can't be less stringent than the rest of the world. So the Gemara comes up, but there is a case. The case in Parshas Kisetze, where we go out to war, and we come across a woman, and that woman is captured. We have a right to the offer, give her the chance to become, to convert, and become integrated into the nation and be married to the person who captured her. It's a process called the Bifastayar. And if not, you got to send her away. So, and the Goyim don't have that. They don't have that ability. So Mark comes up with an answer. That's not because we are less stringent. They just don't have the ability to capture. They don't have the right to capture anybody. Go tell it to them, but that's the fact. Then the Gemara goes on to say, they only gave that right to those who won't use it. And then the Gemara goes out to say, what about, there's a din that a B'neich is chayiv for less than a prut. If he steals an item that's less than the value of a pruta, he's also responsible. Whereas a Jew, less than a pruta doesn't have any value. And why? That's because they don't have the ability to not care about something and say, it's not relevant to me. That's not shayach to me. Okay, bottom line is, the Gemara basically sets a standard. The Jews have to be more stringent than anybody else. Is a machleik is if Aver Menachai, which is one of the seven Noach mitzvahs, worldly mitzvahs, is a machleik is whether it applies to a non-kosher animal. And the Gemara says that machleik is only by a Jew, but by a guy. Of course, because them Torah Tzame. So they say, why don't we say the same swear? How could a Jew be more stringent? How could a guy be more stringent than a Jew? There's an answer given. I just want to say that it doesn't matter because to the Jew, it's also for other reasons. It's also because it's not kosher. But the bottom line is no Ne'eva Menachai. That's what the Tashbitz asks on Tesis. It's not even a high. Who cares? It's kosher. Okay. So and then the question. Now let's go back to this Rambam, and I want to read the Rambam partially, not every word, but some of the points he makes. So the Rambam says, "V'sim libcho." This is in Chulin Perek Zayin Mishnevot. Sim libcho liklal hagodoy laze hamuva b'mishnezu. Hu amra mi Sinai ne'asar. That these things became osur from Sinai. So he says, you have to know that everything we are careful about, or we do, we don't do it because only element native way Hashem Ayde Meisha, only because Hashem commanded Meisha. Not because he told anybody else before him. And he gives examples. The reason we don't need Eidvim and Achai is not nothing to do with why the Goyim don't need Eidvim and Achai. It's because Moshe told us not to eat Eidvim and Achai. The reason we do Bris Milah is not because Avram. But the Eivishter told us to do it like Avram did. So, and the same thing with Gidan Osher. We don't do it because Yankim, because Moshe did. And that's why, and he brings a Gemara in Masechtas Makkos, a famous Gemara, that 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe at Sinai. 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe at Sinai. If you'll tell me that it's that some of them were still differently, were said before, then that's not 613. Okay. So we see clearly that the mitzvahs that he didn't have in the Goyim, it's not the same league. That's one issue. We're in a different world. And we'll see it. We'll take it further. There's a question asked. What would be, according, it's not a question, but according to this, it's obvious. If a guy who was already required to do certain mitzvahs becomes a Jew, wants to convert, Allah is, you have to accept all the mitzvahs. Okay. Accepting the mitzvahs, say, you know, I'll accept all the mitzvahs that are new to me. The old ones I don't have to accept. I have to accept Eid Menachai. I'm not doing it anyhow. I'm not allowed to do it. I wasn't allowed to do it before. And he's going to say, I'm only doing this. Is there any thought that that would be sufficient? Of course not, according to this Rambam, right? So, I don't care what you do. I don't care. Why are we dependent on the guy? What does it have to do? Why are we even comparing, you know, compare and contrast? Why are we comparing mitzvahs? We can't be more chamer than that. We have a different thing. So the answer is we do mitzvahs from a different level. It's holiness. It's a different level of mitzvahs. Why is it relevant? That's one issue. It's not an issue that you can't get past, but an issue that's worthwhile to get past. But the issue becomes much more serious upon examination. And that's where we have to analyze based on what the Rebbe says also. Now this we have to read, at least partially. The Rambam first lists that Adam HaRishon was given six mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah, not allowed to worship idols. Berachas Hashem, not allowed to curse God. Al Shrichas Dam, not allowed to kill. Gil Arayis, immorality. Gazel, stealing. Dinim, that there must be justice. Has to be a system of justice. So the Rambam makes a statement, interesting statement. Even though we know it's all from Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's not to learn, and they're logical. It's all part of Torah. So that's only six. Where do we get seven? Yisuf Nayach. Nayach got a sixth, a seventh. Even Menachai. I was a benafsh and damalisuchet. So that's seven mitzvahs. Now listen to this. Bechein hoyo hadover bechol ha'olam ad Avraham. This is the way the world went till Avraham. Bo Avraham and it's tava yasala ilum mit. Avraham added another mitzvah. Now here, I'm not going to get into this, but this is like, who is swallow shachris? And he davened shachris. The Yitzchak, he frish meiser. It's like added the idea of giving mice. And he added a davening to the afternoon as the day winds down. This is all interesting wording. We can sit on this, and I have sat on it and have written about it. It's very, very, very interesting. And the Yankiv Esav Yidanoshe. Yankiv had another mitzvah. So by now, and this Balarvis, and he doesn't matter. So by now, leaving out the davenings, we are up to 10 mitzvahs. Oh, the Mitzrayim, the Stava Amram, the Mitzvahs, he says. Mitzrayim, Amram got more mitzvahs. As we know, tomorrow they were given Shabbos and other mitzvahs. Ad Shebo Moshe Rabbeinu Vinishlema Torah Al Yodai till Moshe Rabbeinu came and the Torah was finished through him. Vinishlema. How in the world does this fit with what he wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayos? Now, you could say that Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, Rambam in Sefer Yad HaKazokah, in Hilchos Melachim, which is in Hilchos Melachim is part of, is not responsible to each other. You know, one is a beer in the Mishnah, one is the Halacha. But first of all, we see that that's not the understanding, as the Rebbe brings out. And this is not just a difference in a pshat. This is a basic, you say, this is a difference, and it makes changes the whole world. So what's going on here? What is happening here? So I think what we see in this sikha is exactly what the Rambam is telling us. There is no question that what he writes in Pirush HaMishnayos is his view of what goes on. That's the facts. You know, that's the theological fact. In Hilchos Melachim, he is giving us the buildup. And the reason is because it's relevant. It's relevant. And the country, this is exactly what the Sikh is saying, that it's relevant. That is, that Hilchos Melachim is telling us how the mitzvahs developed, so to speak, through the history, and how, but end result, it's irrelevant. Why do we do the mitzvah? Is it because Moshe now created a Torah through the Eivishter? Eivishter gave Moshe a Torah, and the Torah is what gives us the mitzvahs. Not because this is what happened in the year so-and-so, and this is what happened in this year, and this is what we were. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzvahs. It could be this is the wording that the Rambam is using when he says, "V'nishlem Torah al yodai." That's now Torah. Torah now becomes a whole different thing. Now it's Torah. Even in Sefer Yad HaKazok, that's what he means. Now, if we go back and read what he says in Pirush HaMishnayos and look at this wording, you will see he says it there too. The Rambam writes, "Ein einu eichlin eivim anachai leimit neisha Hashem osra al b'nei neyach eivim anachai." We don't eat it because they told the world don't eat eivim anachai. Ella mipnei shemoisha osra aleinu eivim anachai mesh and stava b'sinai sheyishar eivim minachai osur. Moshe didn't told us keep that iser now. In other words, that iser continues. Now as Torah. The next line. V'chein ein onu molam b'gval she'avro mola zantzman. We don't do it because historically it's a beautiful thing. Avraham Avinu. Elam epnei she'ashem tzivona yedei Moshe lihimoil. David told us to do mila k'moshe mol Avraham olav Hashem. He told us do what Avraham did. And we do it now because Moshe told us do what Avraham did. So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos is stressing that it is a continuation with a new twist.
It's a continuation, meaning it's not, it is that mitzvah now on the level of Torah. Taket, it's not, is that it? We don't do it because of that, we do it only because, no, we do it because they said do this the way he did it. Yes, continue that, but now we're doing it not because he did it, because my the Eibishter taught. If that's the case, it's clear. You can't come and tell me that the Yidden, who are the completion of the Torah, taking all that and entering it into a higher level, are less than them. No, they can't be less. They can be different because we are different type of people. We can do kibush. To us, a kosher, to a goy, a kosher and non-kosher animal is all the same. So therefore, there can be Eiv Menachai. To us, it's two worlds. Why would there be Eiv Menachai? We're not less. We just have different animals in the world than they do. By them, all animals are equal. All animals are created equal, and by us, it's not. They're different animals, different levels. And therefore, it makes sense because it is a continuum, but it's a continuum that boom jumps up into a whole new level. That's what it's about, and that's what I'm saying there. And now, when you add to that, why do we need a continuum? Why can't we just say simple? Why did the Rambam have to do that? So that is the Rebbe's word. That, you know what this is all about? Because this is necessary to get to that. You can't get to that level of Kedusha and bringing godliness into the world without the Avedas Atzmi, the Avedas that you do on your own. A ger, if he comes along and he says, I want to do mitzvahs the way I did them before and I'll continue those, but I'm not taking them on as the, you're not taking the Torah. Torah is Torah. You don't think Torah. That I think is the beauty of the Vart of the Rebbe. That it's not just hachana, it is the process. This is the process. In other words, what we have here is the facts. When you add the philosophical point and the Hasidic angle that the Rebbe puts in, it just enhances that whole piece of understanding. I want to bring out and end with an interesting discussion that's brought down in the Pesukim. Regarding a child, based on what we just spoke, in Sheva Mitzvah Neinech. Chassam Sefer, in a tshuva, was asked, based on the Rambam rites that are cut, a Ben Neinech can be punished. In other words, there's no tour of 13 years old. But that question is, the Rambam also writes that the idea of shiurim were given only to Yin. And the Rosh and the Tshuva writes that this idea of 13 years old, 12 years old for a girl, 13 for a boy, all those are shiurim. So, he writes that why can't a katan ben, I'm sorry, a katan ben doesn't get punished, right? How come he shouldn't get punished? There's no shiurim to ben. Sorry, Ram writes a katan does not get punished. So why shouldn't he get punished? There's no shiurim. That was the question I was saying. Again. Rambam shit is that a katan ben noyach doesn't get punished, but the shurim are not for ben noyach. So why does he not get punished? So the Chassam Sefer answers the tshuva that you're right. There's no shiur of a katan 13 by a ben noyach, but it depends on his intellectual ability. We had to analyze if he's a child that doesn't have responsibility yet, that you see in him that he can't have responsibility. That means he didn't come to the idea of das, of maturity, to the point that he can be responsible. Then he's potter. It can be he's potter at 14. Nothing to do with age. At least he's not potter at 30. It's not to do with 30. Yeah, definitely not going to punish a child of 2 years old that he breaks something. He doesn't know what he's doing. But if he's a child that's developed and he's mature enough and he does something, then my yid doesn't matter. He could be mature. He's that age. And you need certain other assets. You need a certain physical maturity. And by the way, you don't have that. That's what the Chassam Sefer baskets. So Achreinim come along and say, just said before, that a yid can't be less than a goy. So they want to be mechadesh, a chidish pele, that a Jew, a Jewish child, in the seven laws that are applicable to Nayach, to the world, will have the same din. Will have the same din as a goyish child, and therefore he will be chayiv in all those mitzvahs. So, like a benayach before he is 13, if he's mature. Now, okay, you won't get punished, but chiyuv is there. So in other words, if a child steals, he was over a lab. But the answer is two things. First of all, it's a double-edged sword. Because if a benayach turns 14, 13, and 14, and he's not a bendas, he's not going to be chayiv. Yisrael turns 14 and he's not mature. It doesn't matter. He's going to be high. So, A, that takes it away. Second, the idea that you can't be like a midden that a Jew has that a goy doesn't have. I mean, a goy has that a Jew doesn't have. That's in the mitzvah. You can't have a mitzvah that graduated to the level of Kedusha. And as we explained before, the mitzvah went from being a mitzvah to part of Torah to a whole new level, and say that this mitzvah now doesn't apply to this mitzvah, the Eden will have less stringent chiyuvim. This has nothing to do with the mitzvah. This has to do with what with a sheer of the person in his life. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. In other words, the way we understand it, it's that the mitzvah has to have a continuum. The mitzvah has a continuum. I, by this person of this age, because he's not in the league of the mitzvah. What does that do with the mitzvah? So therefore, it doesn't really apply to what we're saying. And therefore, but it's just a very interesting, I thought it's interesting to bring into our discussions that we understand the idea behind it. Anyway, Hatzlocha Rabba, and I want to commend all those who are involved in the project, and I want to commend all those who are learning the project, because there is no greater form to Kusha to the Rabba than through his Torah and through his learning. Thank you very much. Zay Gesundheit.